Canadian Wilderness Experience Curator. Welcome, 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 friends. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Welcome to a new week as well, as we are kind of jumping into November, episode 2501. Thank you again for getting us to 2500 and now beyond. You are awesome. And let's jump in. Today's episode is part of our feature we call Your First $1,000. And today, specifically, we're going to hear from an Alberta man. That would be Alberta, Canada. He leads hikes and tours to wilderness areas in his province, incorporating Indigenous knowledge and local sites. So we're going to hear a bit about how he got started, how he got the idea, how he made it happen, and how he made his first $1,000. That's the whole point of these stories, to perhaps give you some ideas, some inspiration, some motivation to get your own story. And of course, ultimately, I want you to be able to make a lot more than $1,000, but that's a great starting point. And it's usually so much easier to go on from there once you've got real customers or clients, as Liam does. That would be today's storyteller. Liam, let's hear from him. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Hey there, I'm Liam. Growing up amidst the Rocky Mountains in Alberta, I've always felt a profound connection to Canada's wilderness. So, when I decided to launch my side hustle, I knew it had to be something that celebrated Canada's majestic landscapes and rich Indigenous cultures. That's how True North Trails was born, a curated wilderness experience that goes beyond the usual hikes. Starting out, I was clear about one thing. I didn't want this to just be another tour. I envisioned an experience where participants not only enjoyed the breathtaking views, but also got to dive deep into the stories and history of places they visited. Deciding on a price model was my first challenge. I began by listing the potential costs, permits, equipment, transportation, and of course my time. After some calculations, I devised a tiered pricing structure. Shorter treks started at $250 a person, more extensive treks went up to $1,000 considering the duration, expertise, and the gear required. I couldn't afford a flashy marketing campaign, so I turned to Reddit and Instagram. Leveraging my photography skills, I started posting breathtaking shots of Canadian wilderness interwoven with anecdotes and Indigenous tales. I also reached out to local influencers. In exchange for a free trip, they'd promote True North Trails on their platforms. The result? A slow but steady stream of bookings and inquiries. One thing I was passionate about was inclusivity. I collaborated with local Indigenous communities, integrating their invaluable insights into the trips. This not only enriched the experiences, but also ensured that a portion of the profits went back to these communities. This unique feature became a major selling point, attracting those interested in ethical and culturally immersive tourism. Managing bookings manually was tough, so I soon invested in a user-friendly booking platform and an automated email system. This streamlined the booking process, sent reminders to clients, and allowed me to focus on crafting unforgettable experiences. Once I got the ball rolling, feedback started pouring in. Many clients expressed interest in winter treks, something I hadn't initially considered. Adapting quickly, I introduced winter packages, including snowshoeing under the Northern Lights and winter survival skill workshops. This expanded my business seasonally and tapped into a new customer base. By the end of my first month, not only did I surpass my first $1,000, but I also had a weekend calendar booked solid for the next 3 months. The combination of authentic experiences, ethical collaborations, and efficient business operations was really the key. Looking back, True North Trails was more than just a financial venture. It was a symbolic blend of business acumen and passion. I celebrated the untouched beauty of Canada, shared the wisdom of its Indigenous people, and in the process, created a side hustle that was both profiting and fulfilling.
Liam, thanks so much for telling us about your first $1,000. All the best in getting to many more thousands of dollars. Listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. As noted, the whole point is to give you different ideas, but also just a bit of a nudge and motivation, inspiration to move forward yourself with your own side hustle or small business ideas, even without quitting your job and by using a skill you already have. All right, if you have a question, an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. You can also visit my blog, chrisguillebeau.com. Today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2501. Thanks for being out there. Much more is coming up. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.